So that many of the people who heard of Christ speak to him literally and expected the end to come within their own generation. And people who have endured difficult times throughout the past 2,000 years, they went after that Christ was speaking about their time. It's impossible to be objective about such a thing seeming to go on around you. Certainly, when the end itself actually comes, people will be able to see the signs of the time. Things like the sun and moon being darkened, the stars falling from heaven, our appearing lights lighting in the sky from east to west. But for the time being, at least, we see no such signs. What are we expected to know? The answer is, of course, extremely simple. We ought to prepare for the end of the world in exactly the same way as we prepare for our own personal end. For long before the end of the world comes, we may be called upon to give an account of our lives before our judgment seat. That is to say that our preparation should include prayer and penance, forgiveness, and keeping silence, and doing good works, and receiving sacraments you can. There is bigger lengths we can do to prepare for either eventuality. Remember that there will be false Christs and false prophets out there. The safest thing is to ignore them. Do not go forth. Do not believe it as our Lord left us. Keep the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Lord all information. What Jesus is asking us to do is to exercise our old enlightened self-interest and not merge ourselves among the elect. It's not God who sends us to heaven or hell. It's not God who sentences us to tribulation or to tranquility. We do that for ourselves, and our choice ought to be obvious. That simple steps us today, walk worthy of God, and with Him in all things. There is fruit to live in the world, and growing in the knowledge of God. Love God, and love His Mass, and